Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Damn, Lane. Damn. Firing shots, Kirby Smart. Joe O, Sammy P, this is BetSweats, BetMGM Network, getting you set for the upcoming college football week. We now bring on Caroline Fenton. Check her out on Yahoo Sports Daily, 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern weekdays. Check out the show. We'll get into that matchup, of course, the Ole Miss game this week, Caroline. But the big news of the week is what went down on Saturday and into Sunday with the James Franklin firing. So yesterday we started taking a look at the odds. And of course, the usual suspects, the dream, oh, what about Cignetti? What are his odds? And those with connections to Penn State make sense. And then we saw a big move on one name that I haven't seen out there a lot nationally. And now the favorite to be the next Penn State head coach is Joe Brady. What do you think about Joe Brady as the coach, or maybe you have someone that you selected that you would hire if you were at Penn State?
I'd love to see Penn State shift gears and start to, you know, air the ball out a little bit. I think that Andy Golden, their offensive coordinator, has been known to be a really creative offensive coordinator, but we didn't see that under James Franklin. So I like the idea of going offensive minded, but I have to think about what Penn State needs. Right now, Penn State doesn't need anybody to come in and fix the culture. Penn State doesn't need anyone.
Caroline, yeah. Take 1 second. Let's see if we can reconnect because the audio is kind of going in and out there.
Okay.
Little technical difficulties there, but we'll get that figured out and reconnect with Caroline Fenton coming up in just a moment. And yeah, Sam, we mentioned it yesterday on the show. Joe Brady is still the favorite, but Rule right there, right behind him, which I find very interesting because his response the other day, I don't talk about other jobs. I'm happy here, but I don't talk about other jobs.
Well, guess where the owner of the Bills went to college? Penn State. Mm. That's Terry Pegula. Yes. So there's a natural synergy there. And if he feels good about Brady, which I'm sure he does, I mean, he's obviously got a lot of pull to get him to be the offensive coordinator. If he's happy with that relationship, it's an easy slide. You just take him from Buffalo and move him over to Penn State. Like, that's how it works these days.
Yeah, no doubt. Caroline Fenton back with us. Do you have us, Caroline?
Yeah, I have you guys. Sorry about, you know,
okay.
You can't live with it, can't live without it. But yeah, to your point, not a very far trip to Buffalo to State College. I just think that Penn State right now needs somebody that come in and win immediately. You don't need someone to rebuild the culture. You don't need anyone to rebuild the foundation. You need someone to take over the culture and the foundation that James Franklin built to continue recruiting at a high level and come in and win football games. Joe Brady hasn't done that at this level. Joe Brady hasn't been a head coach. He's a brilliant offensive mind, but I think Penn State needs someone that's more proven to come in and take the reins and kind of get over that hump that James Franklin wasn't able to get over.
You have the LSU helmet over your right shoulder, as always.
I do.
LSU is an underdog at Vanderbilt. Make that make sense.
Yeah, life comes at you fast in the NIL era, doesn't it? This is the first time ever in Vanderbilt's history that they're a favorite over a ranked opponent. But this is not the same Vanderbilt team, frankly. It doesn't surprise me in the slightest that Vanderbilt is a favorite. They're at home. LSU's offense has struggled mightily. Garrett Nussmeier does not look right. Even after the bye week against South Carolina, he was limping around a lot. He was able to air the ball out a little bit more maybe than we've seen in the first few weeks of the season, but still, Garrett Nussmeier doesn't look like the same Garrett Nussmeier that we saw in the 2024 season. Overall, though, I understand I have an LSU helmet behind me. Look, I graduated from LSU. LSU is my favorite team in the world, and I am willing to take my purple and gold tinted glasses off whenever. I feel like I'm harder on LSU than more LSU fans. This is just going to be a really tough out for Diego Pavia in this Vanderbilt offense against this LSU defense. It doesn't feel like LSU is 5-1 right now, and I think it's because of how much their offense has struggled. But LSU has been playing a championship-level, elite style of defense. LSU's defense is nasty, and Blake Baker is going to blitz the hell out of Diego Pavia. Now, Diego Pavia has proven that he is going to make plays. He can make plays even against an aggressive defense, and there are going to be plays to be had. If LSU blitzes and sells the farm to get after Diego Pavia, and he's able to evade that blitz, well, he's going to have green grass to be able to make those plays happen. We saw that a little bit last week against Lenora Sellers, but overall that LSU defense was able to stifle Lenora Sellers' legs really for a majority of that game. I think LSU's defense is going to be the difference in turnovers. That was the difference in Vanderbilt and Alabama. Maybe Vanderbilt wins that game if they just take care of the football, if they don't turn the ball over several times in the red zone against Alabama. LSU's been really good at forcing turnovers. The issue is the offense hasn't been able to capitalize on them. That's the key for LSU, force turnovers and really limit what Diego Pavia is able to do with his legs and hope that Garrett Nussmeier is able to just piece a few big throws together against this Vanderbilt secondary that's been struggling. And that's the path to victory for LSU. But don't get it twisted. I will not be surprised if Vanderbilt is able to, I'm not even going to say shock the world because I don't think it would be shocking. They're a favorite. But if Vanderbilt is able to get back to their winning ways with a win over LSU, that will not surprise me in the slightest.
The SEC has 6 of the top 11 in the country. And the reality is, as we're trying to figure things out going through conference play, is that a couple of those teams that are in the top 11 in the SEC are not going to make the playoff. That's just how it's going to be. And maybe there's a team that's further down, like that's going to jump back in. Maybe Texas. I don't know. Only one conference loss so far. Is there a fraud, whether it be this week or big picture wise? Is there a team that is ranked highly in the SEC that you are not buying?
Honestly, one of them is LSU. Defense wins championships, but if your offense can't score, you're not going to be able to survive the grind of an SEC schedule. And that's exactly what LSU has facing them over the next couple of weeks. They have Vanderbilt this week, then Texas A&M, then a bye, then they go to Alabama and they round out the season with Oklahoma. That's a lot. Looking at that stretch, if LSU can go 2-2, I think you would call that a success, but then you're looking at a ceiling of 9-3. That's not good enough to get into the college football playoff. And when you're a top 10, top 15 team in the country, and when you are in year 4 of the Brian Kelly experience, the expectation is college football playoff. The other one I would add, though, is probably Ole Miss. I think that Ole Miss, massive win over LSU. Yes, you give them a whole lot of credit for that. They've earned that. They're 6-0. But then they struggled last week at home against Washington State. And now they go on the road to Georgia, a team that does not lose at home to anyone not named Alabama. I think that Georgia's going to be able to run all over this porous Ole Miss run defense. So I think right now they're a little overvalued for what they're going to end up being at the end of the season. But one team that I don't think is a fraud that's at the top is Texas A&M. I do this every year. Like, I buy into Texas A&M. I love what I've seen from Texas A&M, and they do the same things every year and disappoint us and end up going 9-3 or 8-4. With this defense and with the weapons that Marcel Reed has around him, whether it's Mario Craver or Casey Concepcion, I think they're one of the best, if not the best, wide receiver duo in the SEC. And then what Le'Veon Moss can do on the ground as well, plus that defense led by Mike Elko, I think Texas A&M, I say it every year, but maybe this year is different. Texas A&M is not a fraud. I do think Texas A&M is legit.
You got some really big games in the SEC. Really nice slate for the conference on Saturday. If there's a favorite that falls flat, that loses outright, Who is it?
Maybe this is just like a total cop-out answer because they're only 1.5-point dogs at home. But I think it's Auburn. Auburn hosting Missouri this weekend. Look, Jordan-Hare, not an easy place to play, especially Jordan-Hare at night. I mean, Nick Saban called it haunted, and I think he's totally right. But we give Tiger Stadium a whole lot of credit for how tough of a place it is to play. Neyland Stadium, absolutely, those places get credit. But so Jordan-Hare doesn't get enough credit for how weird and spooky of a place it is. And Auburn, aside from a really questionable no touchdown call against Georgia last week, they beat Georgia. I mean, once that was called a no touchdown, things just kind of went off the rails and they weren't able to hold on in that game. But I think Auburn is pissed off about how things went last weekend. Now they're back at home in a night game hosting a Missouri team that felt like they gave Alabama everything they could give. They got pretty banged up last week at home against Bama in a loss. So I think Missouri's kind of dragging their heels a little bit coming off of a very emotional loss versus Auburn, fired up, pissed off at home. Home dogs run faster. Even though they're slight dogs, I'm going to take Auburn to take down the Tigers this weekend in a Tiger Bowl. Tiger on Tiger.
What are we going to see out of Oregon this week on the road after what happened last week?
Ooh, it's a good question. And this is the test of good teams, of championship caliber teams, that you can get smacked in the mouth and then you can come back from it. Or you can, you know, continue to ride the high of a win and not get distracted by it. I think on the road, you know, against Rutgers this weekend, this is an opportunity for Oregon to get right. Let's not get it twisted. Indiana's a good team. Like, Indiana, I think, should be in the conversation to be the number one team in the country. That wasn't a fluky win over Oregon. Indiana just beat Oregon. So I don't think that we can say that Oregon, you know, everything's going to go off the rails, that their season is totally lost because they lost to this Indiana team. No, I think there's going to be a lot of teams on Indiana's schedule that lose to this Indiana team. So this feels like a get-right opportunity for Oregon and to prove to everybody, yes, we are still very much so a Big Ten contender, a college football playoff contender, and a national contender. I think that's exactly what Oregon is, as long as Dante Moore is taking care of the football.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe more in Indiana or Miami? They have about the same price to win the whole thing. They're right around 9-1. Which team do you buy more?
Oh, it's such a good question because I believe so much in both of them. If I have to pick, though, I lean Indiana. And it has everything to do with the quarterback. Look, if the season ended today, I think that Carson Beck and Fernando Mendoza easily could be two finalists for the Heisman Trophy. One thing, though, that Fernando Mendoza doesn't do, that Carson Beck has a tendency to do, is throw interceptions and to throw dumb interceptions at inopportune times. I mean, Fernando Mendoza is taking care of the football, which is shocking for how much he wants to throw the ball around the yard. And he has supplementary playmakers to help him out as well. Whereas Miami, whether it's going back to last year at Georgia or what we've seen from Carson Beck this year, he does have a tendency to try and play Superman just far too much. And so I fear for Carson Beck in big game situations. Look, we've seen Miami in big games. We've seen them take down Florida. We've seen them take down Notre Dame in a neutral site. We've seen them go into Florida State and take down a solid Seminoles team. But no win that Miami has on their schedule looks as good as what Indiana did on the road against a top five Oregon team. So I say I trust How crazy is it? Like, if you would have told me this 2 months ago that I'd be saying I trust Indiana more than Miami, I would think I was crazy, but I think it is. And it is because of Fernando Mendoza being able to take care of the football as much as he has.
A couple more minutes here with Caroline Fenton of Yahoo Sports. What about this quarterback matchup? Maeva and Carr on Saturday night. Which side has the edge?
Ooh, well, I would have to say CJ Carr has the edge just being at home. And if you watched Notre Dame in the first couple of weeks of the season, you probably wrote them off, right? Like, this Notre Dame team, they're not going back to the national championship. They've struggled. They dropped their first two games. I get it. If you haven't watched Notre Dame since then, that's probably your mindset. Notre Dame looks like a different football team now. Like, CJ Carr has so much more poise. It feels like he's playing with so much more confidence that he has so much more of a better understanding of his role in this offense. And he also has the running backs around him too, whether it's Jeremiah Love or, you know, that offensive line that just looks better and better and better. Defensively, Notre Dame looks more sound. And look, USC, their offense is humming. And it finally looks like Lincoln Riley has at least some semblance of a defense to back up that offense. But overall, I do have to say the way that CJ Carr has been playing as of late is incredibly impressive. But the path for USC is literally what they did last week. They out Michigan. Michigan. They smacked Michigan in the mouth. They ran the ball incredibly effectively. That is kind of the formula for beating Michigan. I also think that's the formula for Notre Dame. Out Notre Daming Notre Dame, running the football, tough, being tough at the lines of scrimmage. But USC has been dealing with some injuries at the running back position, and I think that's going to hurt them, especially being on the road at South Bend this weekend.
Check out Caroline Fenton on Yahoo Sports Daily, weekdays 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern. Thank you, Caroline. Enjoy all the games this weekend. Lightning bets
Thanks,
on the
guys.
Other
Appreciate
side.
It.
This is the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.